first one, which trophy are you most proud of winning in your career?
I think the trophy that I'm most proud of is probably the first Premiership. You know, growing up as a United fan, and obviously not winning it for so long, and for me, coming so close the year before and losing out to Leeds was really disappointing. So when we did eventually win it, you know, the excitement and the relief and just the pressure was off a little bit, and it was probably the foundations to go on and win many things. So I'd probably rank that as my favourite.
Okay, this one is, which three players from the Premier League era would you have in your midfield?
I think probably the two midfielders that stand out are Scholesy and Keane, you know, the year we won the treble. And then it would be close between Bex and Cristiano, but probably what Cristiano's done in the last couple of years probably just pips it, you know, being, in my view, along with Messi, the world's best player and the world's best player, so I won't mind being in that midfield if I'm getting it.
If you could go back and relive one of your previous seasons, which one would it be and why?
I think probably the treble winning season. I think it was just such a roller coaster season, and three cup finals in 10 days, you know, obviously winning the league first of all, then the FA Cup, and then going on to win the Champions League in the manner we did. It was just like the season really, it was just them 10 days were like a roller coaster. So yeah, that was probably a feeling and a feat that you don't often get.
Okay, the team you always look forward to playing most?
As a player, you always want a challenge, so any of the top teams really, Chelsea, Arsenal. I would probably say Liverpool, because there's always such a great build-up. It doesn't matter how the teams are doing in the league. You know, there's always that rivalry and there's always that, you know, ferocious tempo within the game, whether it be Old Trafford or Anfield.
Okay. In your opinion, what's the best game you've played in the Premier League?
Best game I've played?
Yeah.
I'm struggling with that one. I think I would have to say the City game, the 4-3. Probably. I'll say that one. I set up a few goals and just the way the game went, and obviously passing for Michael to score the winner, that was a great game.
How does it feel to play alongside some of the younger players, knowing that when you were starting for United they couldn't walk?
I've got used to that fact a long time ago, that, you know, I'm playing with someone who wasn't born when I made my debut and all these sort of things that come up. So yeah, I've just got used to it. It's just something I've got to live with, I suppose.
What's your favourite goal that you've not scored? Maybe Wayne's.
I'd say Wayne's, overhead kick. Yeah. Wayne's overhead kick, or maybe Bex's from the halfway line.
Yeah.
Them two, I would have liked to have.
Ever tried either?
It wasn't the same as Bex's, but I hit at Charlton away.
And Dwight. Ollie followed
scored,
up, didn't he?
Ollie. So nearly. Yeah. An inch away from scoring from the halfway line, but. Wayne's now, never come near to that.
Which stadium has the most daunting atmosphere?
I think Anfield. Yeah, I think, like I said before, no matter how the teams are doing, there's always a great atmosphere. You know, you could be playing against an average Liverpool team and it will still be, you know, one of the toughest games of the season, just because the crowd drive them on and you know, the tradition between the two clubs.
Okay, and final one, who's the one defender that's given you nightmares? Probably more you've given them nightmares, but the one defender you kind of least enjoyed playing against?
I think Lee Dixon was always tough to play against, especially at Highbury, where it was a tight pitch and he was that famous back four, back five with Seaman. It was always tough to find that bit of space, which, you know, normally I could find, but, you know, he had that sort of experience, whether to go tight, whether to come off, and it was always a test to play against him.